love you, Chloe.
I love you, Daddy.
Are you ready for fits in the morning?
Ready as I can be.
Are you ready for fits in the morning?
On a bed and brush your teeth.
In the morning is live from the Bowl Radio Hub for Wednesday, July 10th, 2019. And let me be the first to welcome you to a drizzly and kind of rainy Northwest morning. Right over there, his name is Drew.
Sometimes it is hard to have the earliest bedtime of everyone you know. You know, everyone was calling me and texting me last night at like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And honestly, I used to be that guy, but now it's keeping me up.
Do what I do and just pass out wherever you are. In whatever clothes you're wearing. Welcome to being a dad of too many babies.
You just
pass out where you happen to be. All right, what's going on, Claire?
I'd like to be the first to wish Ryder the Youngin a happy National Kitten Day.
Oh, thank you.
How are you celebrating?
I'm going to go hang out with my kitten.
All right.
I'll see you guys later.
Just like every other day.
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
So, it's not the crazy cat lady. It's Ryder's the crazy cat guy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Crazy. All right, there he is. That's the crazy cat guy.
Most people will tell you not to eat Pringles for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I laugh in their face.
Oh.
It's with a mouthful of Pringles.
Pringles is protein.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh.
In another parallel dimension, he's got to be a 16-year-old YouTube star because this guy just loves making him some films. Our host, The Fitz.
You know what? It's funny. Drew and I were having this conversation yesterday. And if there was YouTube when I was in high school.
Oh, man.
I'd be a billionaire.
Yeah, he said he'd be a billionaire.
Claire,
I said he'd probably be in jail.
I think so, too.
And it's so upsetting that we didn't have YouTube then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't just mail VHS tapes?
Actually, hearing the stories about you at 16 is probably good we didn't
have
YouTube.
That's what I was saying.
You might be a billionaire. You also might be in prison. I'm just saying.
Yes. My mom always said, you know, I was going to be in the state penitentiary or the president.
Yeah.
No in between.
No in between. And
no
here you
between.
Are.
You showed her.
In between. Well, speaking of a whole bunch of cray going on in the world, you guys hear about that nutbag in downtown yesterday?
Yeah.
Stabbing people?
Yeah. Is it two people or three? Because he got two guys in their 70s.
Yeah. I think he ultimately got three people, but he just was... He even told the police himself, I'm just crazy.
Well, he stripped off his clothes and ran away.
He started running naked through the street. Yeah. I mean, in all honesty, that's how you make the what are you kidding me stories. But when people are getting stabbed, that's just really.
No.
Mm-mm.
Did they catch him yet?
They caught him last night. And I do think both those guys are going to be okay.
Right.
Good.
From the sound.
And it was just a completely random thing.
Neither of them knew the guy, and he doesn't know them.
Mm.
Random.
Mm. Mm. Well, I mean, you know what? I think we could all agree right now, downtown isn't the same.
No.
It's not.
No. You know.
You can see that. Just go down there. You don't have to experience anything other than just seeing what's going on.
Just the other day with my family, over the weekend, there was a guy straight up, drawers were down in his underwear, and he was twerking. He was straight up. I don't know what he was doing. Literally, pants were down on the street. My kids. And I'm like, you know what? But I guess they're allowed to do it if you're there. So I guess now in downtown, are you allowed to take your britches off and gyrate toward the traffic?
No, it's not that you're allowed to do it. It's just that the police can't be everywhere at once, right?
Yeah.
A normal citizen isn't going to go. Did you? You didn't stop him, right? No, you'd be.
You can't. It wouldn't be safe.
Right. It wouldn't be safe to do.
Well,
the
police, they're powerless. I mean, they'll tell you, we're not allowed to do anything.
Right.
And that's so, you know. I don't know. But guess what? One thing I could tell you on this show, we ain't going to solve that problem.
No, we're not.
Not today.
No.
We're not. Not today. We're not going to solve that. You know? Looking at the Doppler, scattered showers and muggy today. It was muggy yesterday. It's going to be muggy today, too. Drying out tomorrow. A couple of showers going into Sunday. But that's what it's looking like. Let's take our first caller of the show. Oh, this is an honor. Sergeant Major Keith is on, calling from the airport right now. Hang on. Sergeant Major.
Good morning, Fitz. How y'all doing?
Man, good morning to you. Woo. How you doing, friend?
I'm doing good.
And weren't you on the troop salute last week, right?
Roger. Yeah.
Dang, oh, Roger. Wow. That. And where are you calling us from exactly right now?
I'm at SeaTac Airport getting ready to head out to California.
Oh, there you go. How long are you going to be out there?
We'll be out there till Monday.
Okay. Tell me something, another unique fact about Sergeant Major Keith real quick. Just something interesting about our first caller of the show.
Well, brother, it's been a long ride. You know, I came up from California working out in the cotton fields as a youth. Didn't know where I was going to go in my, you know, and later in life. But went into the military, and here we are today.
And you know what? You're always taken care of in the military. You know?
Yes, sir.
And you had a long career, right? If I remember correctly, you've been there for, what, 30-plus years?
It'd be 39 years come March.
Wow. How would you handle people doing craziness in downtown Seattle?
Don't ask the military, man. He's got that song.
All right, welcome to the show. We got a big show today. Let's see. What are you kidding me? Stories coming up. County wars coming up. Bunch of stuff. Anything
we're
going to
find out why other people are jacked up, why we're all a little jacked up.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. Oh, I knew there was a reason I woke up.
Are you saying that this is back today?
All jacked up. Yeah. Yes. All jacked up.
All right, let's get on it. Here comes Wednesday. Shout out to Barry all day, every day, with the random text of the day. He just texted in randomly. Hey, Fitz. We had the first color TV in the neighborhood when I was 8 years old. Barry, all day, every day.
Right on, Barry.
Thanks, son.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Barry. And Barry, all day, every day, we expect more of those random texts throughout the morning.
Love it.
It was good to see you yesterday in Bothell. Barry, all day, every day, was there. You know, so many people
Brian
showed
up. Brian the Voice Guy was there.
Huh?
Brian the Voice Guy.
Brian the Voice Guy was there. He's awesome. We got to hang with him.
Even Snow Homie Sam showed up.
Yeah, he did.
That's
yeah.
Unbelievable. Our P1s show out. Yes, we love you guys and gals. Our P1s show up. Thank you so much for participating in the King County music video, because King County won County Wars for the month of June. And when that happens, we shoot music videos.
Yes, we do.
And I can't wait to see how this one turns out.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, it's going to be good.
Did all y'all have that song stuck in your head for the rest of the day, too?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right. Well, on the way there, I was honestly, you know, trying to memorize my lyrics.
Right.
You know, so
yeah, right, right.
Yeah, but it's hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay, real quick. This is the King County song for, this is what happens when you win County Wars. We had Barry all day doing air guitar. It was unbelievable. Can't wait.
They love to wake up early and turn it up. They're King County and they know what's up. They're all true fighters from Enumclaw.
Some bad mama jammers down in Duval.
King County celebration. The wind is so big in Snoqualmie. It's a choir fair away. Winning all day. I'll tell you y'all, man, they are King County. Shoot. It's your winning ways, it's how you start your day. That's the way they were born and raised. We're not afraid to say King County.
Shoot.
You're the winners, King County.
Da-da. Oh, that's gonna be good.
And now, here's my daddy.
It's time for your
Why Are You Kidding Me? Stories of the Day.
Out of South Carolina, weapon of freaky destruction. Whoa. Does it give you the tingles, Ryder?
Yeah, got me excited a little bit there.
Jeez.
Waking up.
A 29-year-old woman in South Carolina carjacked another woman last Friday night by trying to slap her with some sticks and throwing a live black snake at her.
You know what? Take my car.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, you are right on that.
You can have it.
I hate snakes.
I'm not fond of death, so,
yeah.
You know.
Well, the woman was distracted and really freaked out by the snake, obviously, and then the carjacker took off in her Honda CRV after throwing the snake at her. I have exclusive What Are You Kidding Me?
idea right now.
When the suspect approached a victim in an attempt to steal her vehicle, she swung sticks, she threw a snake at her, and even hit her in the head with her fist.
See, that's one. That's a sign of the end of the world to me. Another sign of the times when people are going around throwing snakes at people. You got the crazy earthquakes and the weather. People throwing snakes.
I picture she was swinging sticks and throwing. I picture she got carjacked by like a cave person.
Right.
Like swinging sticks and throwing snakes.
Must have internal combustion engine.
Yeah, can you see it? It is petrifying.
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you what, though. You come near me, you start throwing snakes my way, you're going to get all jacked up.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't doubt it. Because you kind of remind me of Indiana Jones.
Really?
You got the satchel. Oh. You're always on an adventure, and you hate snakes.
He's right. The satchel, he hates snakes, and always on a little bit. I am Indiana Jones.
You are.
Makes sense.
All right, let's go to page two.
What are you kidding me?
Out of Switzerland. Yodelehi what? The Air Force in Switzerland was scheduled to do a flyby at an event last Saturday to mark the anniversary of a Swiss aviation pioneer. But they went to the wrong event 4 miles away, and they accidentally flew over a yodeling festival.
No way.
And the British host covering the story apparently was losing his mind.
The Swiss Defense Ministry has had to apologize after their crack air display team performed a flyby over the wrong town. The team flew 4 miles further away, which happened to be hosting the 31st Northwest Yodeling Festival. The squadron leader apparently saw the huge marquee set up for the yodelers and misdirected the jets. The group performed four formations for the startled yodelers, who were said to have enjoyed the unexpected show. The weather now, here's Ben Rich.
You don't expect this.
See, you just can't make it up. You can't make it up.
Yodelehi, boy, those planes are close.
Yeah. I mean, they probably thought they were getting bombed or something.
Right?
Can you imagine?
Oh, man, people really hate yodeling.
Yeah. I'm waking up with my horns up, and I'm so glad to be back. What's up, you guys? Drew is here with Claire, Ryder the Youngin, and it's funny. Claire and I were having a conversation yesterday. We were talking about, you know, how so many people right now are, it seems like everybody's going on vacation, and Claire was like, you know what? My wife Sharon asked me if you'd let me do the show from Greece for a little bit remote, and I'm like, you know what? Why not?
Yeah.
Because Drew, you even mentioned the other day, it seems like everybody right now on social media either has the cash or has the ability to go on vacations, it seems like, several times. And I'm like, how are you guys doing this?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
I don't know how people do it. The money and the time. Where do you get that?
Where do you get it? Or do you just like maybe go on a vacation, collect a crap load of photos, and then just, I know people who just post like periodic photos.
I can see
of their
like,
trip throughout a couple of months.
Pretend they're going on vacation?
Or pretend that they're there for a long period of time and just post their huge, you know, amount of photos for
crazy.
A period of
it to,
does.
To get that, to try and pull that over on your friends and family.
Yeah.
Perfect example. My wife's brother, you know, my brother-in-law, Brayton, he's 20 years old. He just went to Italy. He stayed there for 2 weeks. But if you look at his social media, the dude's been there 3 months. So, of course, at that point, everybody's like, oh, my God, he must be living in Italy. And then he'll respond, of course, I'm studying internationally.
Right.
And, you know, he was there for 2 weeks. It's just, you're right, it's insane.
Meanwhile, you just lock yourself in your house and pretend you're not home. It's actually a great idea.
Yeah, that is.
Staycation.
A little staycation.
Yeah.
I just don't know how everybody else is doing it.
Well, I mean, they must be living in a van down by the river. I mean, how else can they afford all these trips?
Hey, real quick, I'd love to hear from you right now, wherever you are, at home, at work, in the car, listening on the app, text to 96459. What's still left in the summer? What is still your big thing this summer? Where are you going? Where are you headed? What you got left for the summertime? I'd love to find out. Or are people, honestly, right now, kind of getting prepared and ready for back to school? I hate to say it, but...
Well, there's a big one, and that's Watershed.
Yeah.
I mean, Watershed is a few weeks away.
It's only 3 weeks away.
It's all sold out. So obviously, a lot of people, particularly here in our listening audience, are... That's their big plan.
Well, that's their vacation.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's a, what, 3 or 4 day festival?
It's a three-day festival, but you know, if you're going to do it right, you want to take off Thursday to get there in plenty of time, and Monday to recover. Right.
Do we know our Tuesday to recover watershed schedule? By the way, you tell me you're going to
ours.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, we don't yet?
We were discussing yesterday, but I have to go to the top brass and find out exactly what we're doing, what our involvement, where we're going to be,
right,
how many days, which tents, all that stuff. But we will be there.
There's so much music, so many artists to see,
I know,
so much stuff, so much food.
It's
going to
be great, though, isn't it? It's going to be so great. What a
so
lineup.
Hot. It's going to be hot.
So hot. Hot. Jump back, go kiss myself. All right, so again, what you still got planned for the summer? Your big thing left. Oh, what are you looking?
The texts that are coming in.
I'm going to Vegas, baby. I hope I don't get pregnant there again. Whoa! Somebody's going to Wild Waves with their kid. That's awesome. Bachelorette trip to Miami over Labor Day.
Yeah, someone just got back from the U.S. Open National Bowling Tournament. That's cool. I think they do that outside now.
Oh, somebody's going on a road trip to South Dakota with four kids in August.
Oh,
whoa.
That sounds like a fun time.
South Dakota's cool weather-wise.
Ooh, oh, OMAC Stampede. Someone's going to the OMAC Stampede. That's pretty cool.
That sounds fun.
Oh, the camping and dirt bike weekend. I want to tag along on that.
Yeah. All right. Text to 96459 or 833-822-BULL.
Fits in the morning. If it's happening in the Northwest, you'll hear it here first. The Hourly Bulletin is on.
New Country 98.9.
The Bull.
Here's Drew.
This goes along with what we were talking about earlier. Police are investigating the fifth homicide in North Seattle this year after a guy was killed last night up near 96th and Aurora. Police responded around 7:30 p.m., which is actually pretty early, and found the victim. Reports suggested that two male suspects were at fault here, I think from eyewitnesses. They searched the area with ground officers and a helicopter, but have not found them. They're asking for the public, you know, any help they can get from the public on this. It was a gunshot death. So the state is fining a developer for what they're calling significant damage to the Port Orchard wetlands. Washington State Department of Ecology ordered the developer Stetson Heights to halt work on a development out there and fine them over $200,000. Now, the deal is, neighbors are saying since they started this, they're having all kinds of crazy flooding, bunch of runoff, mud, all this stuff, damaging the wetlands. The developer was ordered to stop or to make repairs and amendments back in 2018 and ignored them. So now they shut down the work site. They stopped it. And, of course, the developer's saying this is blown out of proportion. We're appealing the whole thing. But, I mean, it's getting pretty messy out there.
Yeah. Well, the American League won the Major League Baseball All-Star game last night on some serious pitching. They struck out 16 to beat the National League 4-3. Mariners DH Daniel Vogelbach got one at bat. He pinch hit in the bottom of the sixth, and he had a flyout. All the players, by the way, wore a uniform patch with number 45 to honor Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs, who passed away suddenly last week.
Any more info on that, by the way?
No, they say it's going to be several weeks before they know what happened. They have to run the toxicology and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But right now, they're saying no foul play and not suicide, so we're not sure what happened there. NFL player Chris Long, who retired in May after 11 years, has been named the Sports Humanitarian of the Year. Among other things, Chris Long donated his entire salary in 2019 to benefit educational equality for kids in St. Louis, Boston, and Philadelphia, which are all cities he played in. And he started a program called Water Boys, which is a funny name, but actually has a great mission, which is to build wells for clean drinking water in East Africa. So congratulations to Chris Long, and thank you for your contributions.
That is amazing. But
yeah.
I love all that. But you know what else? I mean, people here in America, we also need to start taking care of our water. Like Flint, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
They would love to have some good water, too.
Agreed.
You know?
It's time for County Wars. It's a battle of pride on this ride. The battle begins now. Fitz in the morning. New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
Welcome to Hump Day. County Wars is on. County versus county. City versus city. And had a great time shooting our King County video yesterday in Bothell because they won the month of June. Hey, Drew, what's our current record right now?
Right now, King County is in it with 3 wins, but Pierce County stands on top with 5 wins. Snohomish has 2 wins. Everyone else is blank on the board so
Claire,
far.
What are we giving away today?
A pair of tickets to American Freestyle Bullfighting at the State Fair.
All right, let's meet our contestants right now. Let's say hello to Jeff in Aberdeen representing Grays Harbor County. What's up, Jeff?
How you doing?
I'm good, my friend. And we'll say hello to Julie in Mount Vernon representing Skagit County. What's up, Julie?
Hey, Fitz.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. All right, here are the rules. Best 2 out of 3 wins, and your buzzer is your name. If you know it, say your name really, really loud, and you must let me finish the questions, okay?
All right,
let's play County Wars. A pair of twin brothers play for the Seahawks. They have a book coming out this week. What is their last name?
Julie.
Play
for the Seahawks. Griffin.
Yes!
Julie!
That's what I'm talking about. All right, we continue. Again, it really does pay to listen to the show and know the show. Which member of this show gets you through the morning commute with her traffic reports throughout the entire show?
Jeff.
Julie.
Jeff.
Claire.
That is correct.
Jeff, point. That tied it up.
All right, let's move on. What lake east of Seattle and Bellevue features Marymore Park on its north end and Issaquah on its south end?
Jeff.
Jeff.
Lake Sammamish.
That is correct. Yeah. And that score gives you the win. That's two.
Good job, Jeff.
Oh, Julie's such a good sportswoman. Claire, tell her what he's won.
Grays Harbor, you have just picked up a pair of tickets to American Freestyle Bullfighting at the Washington State
Fair.
Right on. This is Jeff representing Grays Harbor County, and I just kicked some Skagit County butt on County Wars.
All right. We're going to do it again. We play County Wars again at 8:40. And what are we giving away?
A 4-pack of tickets to Evergreen Speedway.
Play Fitz in the Mornings, County Wars. Weekday mornings at 6:40 and 8:40. Be the pride of your county. This is Fitz in the Morning on New Country 98.9 The Bull.
If you know me, you know I'm a daddy. And you know I have a bunch of babies. And I also like to tell the occasional joke.
It's a dad joke. A real bad joke. Because, Dad, your jokes are the worst.
I didn't think my orthopedic shoes would work. But I stand corrected.
Come on! Oh.
It's a dad joke. A real bad joke. Because, Dad, your jokes are the worst.
All right.
Binge faster. Friends is leaving Netflix. It's leaving Netflix next year. Here's the deal. Warner Media has announced yet another new streaming platform. This one, they have apparently partnered with HBO. It's called HBO Max. And it's going to launch next spring. It's going to have exclusive streaming rights to all 236 episodes of Friends. But get this.
Mm-mm.
It's also going to have The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And it's going to have Pretty Little Liars. And it's going to have a bunch of new original shows. But
why are they doing this to us?
This is crazy. Netflix is what, $9 a month? Hulu's like $7.
Right.
This HBO Max thing is going to be close to $20 a month.
I don't think people going to pay for it?
I don't feel like they will.
No.
But what's weird is that
it's not familiar enough.
We just heard a month ago that The Friends was bought away for, you know, won at auction from Netflix by NBC.
You sure you're not thinking of The Office?
It's The Office.
Oh, not The Office?
The Office is what... First The Office, now Friends.
Now Friends. Yep. So there's not going to be anything left on Netflix.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry, there's Frasier. There's lots of stuff left on Netflix, but this is huge.
And thank God Netflix, you know, they have a lot of money. They're constantly acquiring new shows every day.
Constantly.
And they're making the great new stuff.
Yeah, but $20... That's a lot of money. Mm. I would have to draw the line at how many passwords I need to memorize.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of HBO, the new Game of Thrones prequel, we got a few more details. It's going to have two of our favorite things, Starks and direwolves. Kind of.
Wow.
George R. R. Martin says we're going to see what's called the First Men, who will eventually become the Starks. We're also going to see the Casterlys, who will be eventually kicked out by the Lannisters.
You know, I don't know why shows always like going back to, well, this is what happened before. I'd rather see what happened after that major battle we just saw with the Mother of Dragons.
Because first of all, you're going to get that because this is going to go back to the first Long Night, the original Long Night, with the first time the White Walkers take over for like 1,000 years or whatever.
Right.
Right?
But now it's so weird because the White Walkers are just like gone and it's just weird.
Well, don't worry, honey, they'll be back. Along with direwolves and apparently woolly mammoths or some kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
That's what the Giants rode.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. Rah! That's going to be fun. Ooh. I can't wait. See, they got me hooked in. Maybe okay. I will pay $20 a month. And America's Got Talent gave out the last golden buzzer of the season last night to 12-year-old Luke Islam. He brought Julianne Hough to tears. He sang, Fitz, you are going to love this. This is from the Broadway musical Waitress. It's a song called She Used to Be Mine.
And this kid is how old?
12.
No
12.
Kidding.
I've acted out my life in stages. 10,000 people watching, yeah. We're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you.
See, what just happened there was extraordinary. I mean, really extraordinary.
You just want to give your kids the moon, the stars, and the rainbows. And tonight, I'm going to give you something special.
Wow.
12 years old. He sounds like what that Sam Smith.
He does sound like Sam Smith.
How is that the voice of a 12-year-old boy? I didn't see this, and I cannot picture anything other than an adult with that voice.
It's absolutely amazing. Good for him, and good for Julianne.
I'm going to check that little dude's testosterone, though.
Yeah.
Also, if you've never seen Waitress, it's really a lovely show. There you go. You've got the good, the bad, and the gossip. You've got the Fitz Five.
Yeah, we're waking on up. Me moving, play my favorite songs. They keep me laughing, give me information. They ain't gonna steal me wrong. Oh yeah, we're waking on up.
That's the good stuff.
All right, how about this for being in the right place at the right time? Some dude at this beach in Italy, Italiano. This guy fell off his unicorn float last Sunday.
Oh.
And it got carried off by the wind. Then he couldn't keep his head above water, and dude literally starts drowning.
Oh, my.
Luckily, one of the best swimmers in the entire world just happened to be there at that time at the same beach.
Oh, snap.
Filippino Magnini, a two-time world champion in the 100-meter freestyle, was there. He won the bronze for Italy in the 2004 Summer Olympics.
Dang.
This dude is awesome. He heard all these people screaming and yelling and saw this dude in trouble. So while the lifeguards, you know, grabbed a raft and stuff, he just like...
Like Aquaman.
Pretty much like Aquaman, Ryder the Young.
Only by himself. He didn't have to call any of his friends.
He jumps in and pulls him back to the shore. And apparently the guy swallowed all this water and he was in really bad shape. They got him to the hospital. He's okay now. So the Italiano saved the day. Hey. I just thought that was great.
Hey.
That is wonderful.
I'm just picturing how beautiful he must be.
You know what? It's so funny you said that, Claire, because... Yes, I feel like playing the... Oh, come on.
Dang, son.
Really?
He's handsome.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's like JFK Jr. mixed with who? Someone else.
Italian-ness.
Yes. JFK Jr. mixed with Italian-ness. And this is who this guy is. Why does he have to be so pretty? Now he's like the world's favorite person.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably going to put... his picture in every classroom around Italy.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like I may be drowning right now.
Yeah, I mean, this dude's so hot, even all the guys on the beach are saying, CPR!
Yeah.
Save me!
All right. And there you go, folks. I feel like the Magic Mike theme is going to be playing in the background at any time. That is the good stuff.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
Shout out to, who was it?
Recycle driver Chris?
Yeah, recycle driver Chris. What's up, man? Thank you so much for listening. All right.
We're getting ready for, it's almost time for All Jacked Up. This is kind of from out of nowhere one day, right? It became like this Wednesday thing.
Yeah.
And we want to hear from you right now. We want you to admit to those little things that you do when no one is watching, right? And we're going to determine how crazy and jacked up you are, and then we're going to determine how crazy and jacked up we all are. Because you know what? Admit it. We're all a little jacked up. All jacked up. All right. I've noticed this recently. I know I've done it for a while, but ever since we started doing All Jacked Up, you know, I've noticed this. So if a news program is on, if I'm watching, you know, I don't know, King 5, or if I'm flipping the channels and maybe Brett Baer happens to be on Fox News or whoever's on, mm-hmm. and they're doing a segment, and if there's like a reporter out in the field, I'll pull up my phone and like put it on the reverse where I could see myself. And I'm pretending that they're about to throw it to me for the live shot.
What?
Do they ever do it?
Oh, no.
I didn't think so.
Am I all jacked up?
Oh, yeah.
All
jacked up.
Very, very jacked up.
All jacked up. All right. Anyone?
I've got one.
All right, Drew, go ahead.
This is also something I've done a long time. It's no secret I'm a car guy, but what I found myself doing is I record everyone's car. So, for example, when I go to a restaurant, and a restaurant I know, and I know who the employees are, I pay attention to what cars are in the parking lot, so that next time when I come back, I can see what cars are in the parking lot, and I know who is or isn't working before I even go in the restaurant.
Wow.
So you're casing the place.
Well, yeah.
Or is he's stalking the place.
He's stalking the front.
Yeah.
Call it what you will. I'm just being prepared.
Okay. Yeah, you're all jacked up.
Does that make you all jacked up?
Yeah, 100%. Respect.
All right. Anyone? Claire.
Yeah.
Over to you.
Again, like you, Fitz, I'm starting to scrutinize my behavior and realizing I'm just very, very jacked up. So if I'm at a restroom where there's a paper towel dispenser, or
okay.
let's say you're at a fast food place and there's paper napkins in a dispenser.
Yes.
I always have to take three. One, two,
yeah.
three.
To store a few?
Yes. And if I mess up the pattern of three, I have to start over and take three more.
Wow.
I've seen this. Yeah.
Okay,
am
now
I all
do you would you take the napkins like with you to put in your glove compartment, or do you just like take only three with you to the table?
I only just have to take three with me to the table. And
oh,
it's
you're
not even
so
about
jacked.
How many I take up, it's about how many I take out of the dispenser.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jack,
you are so jacked.
Very, very jacked up.
All right. Right of the youngin?
Wasting paper.
Yeah, so I've noticed like sometimes when I'm having a conversation with somebody and I'm just kind of tuning myself out, like I don't want to talk, I'll start quoting TV shows like Curb Your Enthusiasm has been a good one where people are like, hey, how are you doing? I'm just like, oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
You know what? You're not only jacked up, you're Michael Scott.
Oh, good.
All jacked up. All right, is crazy FedEx Lady Holly on?
Yes. Line one.
Is this crazy FedEx Lady Holly?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, girl. tell us the weird things you do. Go ahead.
Well, when I was pregnant with my daughter, I had Rocky Road ice cream with cheesy ranch, not ranch, but the cheese Dorito.
Oh.
On the ice cream?
On the ice cream. And am I all jacked up?
Oh, straight up.
Welcome to the team. All jacked
up. Let's go to Shelly and Shoreline. All right, Shelly, what are those things you do that, I don't know, that are interesting?
Hey, guys. Well, I'm actually really kind of embarrassed about this, but I like to floss my teeth in the car.
Oh, that's jacked up.
That's efficient.
That's distracted driving.
I started off like just doing it at stoplights, but now I'm getting really good at like flossing and actually driving at the same time.
I love it. Serial flosser.
Yeah. Does that make me all jacked up?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
At least your corpse will have clean teeth.
Let's go to my buddy Doug in Duval. All right, Doug, what about you?
Well, I have a dog, and sometimes when I walk my dog, he'll go to the bathroom.
Yes.
And then I'll throw the bag away, and then he'll have to go again. So then the second time, I'll just pretend to pick it up, like in case somebody's watching.
Oh, man.
I like bend down and I act like I'm picking it up and I walk away. Because I don't want to waste the bag. Does that make me all jacked up?
That makes you brilliant.
I might have done that too.
Let's go to Nikki in Oak Harbor. All right, Nikki, what about you?
Hey, guys. So, yeah, I don't know if this girl's made me jacked up or not, but, like, I'm really big on being comfortable. So, like, every time I get home, I am in my pajamas in, like, 30 seconds. Even if I run home and I only have, like, 15 minutes to eat lunch, like, I change into my pajamas immediately.
Oh, my gosh.
The queen of comfort.
Right before I have to leave the house, guys. Does that make me all jacked up?
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
All jacked up.
It's the Hourly Bulletin.
On Fitz in the Morning.
On New Country. 98.9 The Bull.
Oh, gonna catch my breath after those. All right, 833-822-BULL. Or shoot us a text to 96459. Drew, standing by right now.
Well, Northwest Goodwill stores will spend over $1.2 million to dump unusable donations this year. So this is the busy spring cleaning season, and the stores are basically, you know, filled up to the rafters because everyone's been taking their stuff there. But the problem is a lot of stuff people bring isn't it's not on their list, but it's also not serviceable or you know, can't be sold to people. So they have to pay to dump that. So think about that before you go there. They're really urging people to pay attention because all that money they have to spend dumping your garbage takes away from all the programs and the good they can do. So while you're doing your spring cleaning, your summer cleaning, you know, make sure you're taking them stuff that's actually usable. Don't dump your garbage on them. You know, take that to dump yourself.
Yep.
Yeah. Some Edmond students are spending their summer fighting for one of their favorite teachers' position in the next school year. Katie Powell was in her fifth year teaching English and drama at Meadowvale High School in Edmonds, and she was one of 38 teachers that got a layoff notice due to budget cuts. Well, the students are saying, No. Miss Powell is one of our favorite teachers. She's so influential.
We love you, Miss Powell.
And they have been to every single school board meeting. They are writing letters. They are doing everything they can to try and get her back on the teachers list. The layoffs are not set in stone. They will make the final decisions in August. But these kids are fighting for what they believe in. One student said, "She taught us to fight for what we believe in, and we believe that incoming freshmen need to experience Miss Powell."
Wow,
that's powerful.
The American League won the Major League Baseball All-Star Game last night. They did it on pitching 16 strikeouts, beating the National League 4-3. And yes, Mariners DH Daniel Vogelbach did get one at bat. He had a pinch hit in the bottom of the sixth, and he had a flyout. You may have noticed some of the players wearing a patch number 45 on their uniforms. That is to honor Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs, who passed away suddenly last week. And local company Vices, which produces the top-rated helmet for the NFL and also has a high school version, is now rolling out a helmet for youth, flag football, and competitive 7-on-7. It's called the Ultim Cap. It uses some of the same protective technology as the full helmets. And now, Vices may start getting into other sports that require head protection as well, potentially hockey, lacrosse, anything where you might need a helmet. Head protection has just become such a major issue in high school sports, obviously for the NFL and concussions as well.
Yeah.
But parents are starting to really take that seriously for the kids now as well.
New Country 98.9 The Bull, Fitz in the Morning is on with Drew and Claire, Ryder the Youngin. Also, true star of the show, the man in the box in the other room, Made in the Shade. That's his name, Shade. Shade, are you there?
Of course I'm here, buddy.
Shade, how's your day going today, man?
My day's going really well, Fitz. Thanks for asking.
What's the best part of your day today?
Waking up.
Come on.
Come on, Shade.
No, actually, I've got plans. I'm going to go home and take a shower with my dog later.
Oh, hey! Right on!
Shade! It's interesting he brought that up. We were talking about that the other day. I've showered with my animal, like my Boston Terrier, Susie Lou Snuffleupagus. She loves to, you know, get in the shower, you know, just a little sprinkle. There's nothing weird about that, right? Showering with... I mean, I don't know how common it is. When's the last time you showered with your animal?
My dog doesn't really like the water, so he would just scratch me to death, and there's a lot of vulnerable parts when you're naked, so No, I'm not into it. Judgment on you. I just don't want to get scratched up.
You're saying Ace Man would probably freak out and stuff.
Yeah, he would be squirming and trying to get away the whole time.
Yeah. Hey, I think this is a good idea to do like a little animal update, you know. Checking status on everybody's animals during the week, right?
Yeah.
Dog tails. Woo. Or no, we can call it pet tails.
Pet tails.
Right?
Pet tails. Because half of us are cat
people. Your dog doesn't have a tail.
It's got a little stub.
Counts.
And you're right, because there are some cat people on the show. Ryder the Youngin's a crazy cat guy.
Yeah.
Claire, you love your kitties too.
I do.
What's going on with them right now?
They're doing great.
And their names?
Yeah. Tybee and Barley.
Tybee and Barley.
Aww. Yeah, so Barley is a big orange long-haired tabby, and she just wants to be on your lap. Whatever you're doing, standing up cooking in the kitchen, she wants to be on your lap. Sleeping in the bed, she wants to be on your
lap.
That is
the sweetest thing.
Toilet, yes, that's a lap too.
You know, my dad, Greenberry Bob, says a cat will never trust you. Is that true? Cats never trust you?
Cats trust you. You just can't trust cats.
That's the most accurate thing ever.
Yeah.
That is so interesting.
Absolutely. I love them. I would run on railroad tracks for my cats. I would do anything. But I know.
But they wouldn't do it for you.
If I know in my heart, no matter how much they love me and they patty paw and they rub on you and they're like, I love you, that if something happened to me and there were no food in the house, they would kill me and eat me.
Wow. That is absolutely the most petrifying thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, no kidding. I've heard that about cats.
And yet, I still wish to be surrounded by them for the rest of my life.
You still love them.
I do. Aww. They're furry and fuzzy and they play.
A little update on my Boston Terrier, Susie Lou Snuffleupagus. I told you guys a couple weeks ago, we got a bad report from the doctor and they did like this ultrasound and they found a spot on her liver and it ended up being liver cancer. And so we had our first appointment with our little doggy oncologist. And we are going to a special animal hospital. I believe it's in Seattle. I think it's called Blue Pearl Animal Hospital, where they specialize in doggies who have cancer. They specialize in treating cancer, performing surgeries on the animals. And a lot of people say, well, Fitz, you know, I mean, it's a dog. No, my Susie is my family. And I'm not giving up on my girl because she lets me know every day that she doesn't want, you know, she loves life.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. We're meeting with the surgeon tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we meet with the surgeon tomorrow about that.
Good.
You have an animal update where we're doing pet tales? I think this is good.
Yeah, no.
We love our animals.
We do.
I have two teddy bear Pomeranians at home, Cricket and Gucci.
That's a great story. Okay, here's Lady Antebellum. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
And I just started introducing him to Thor, the new cat that I got that's full Siamese.
Right.
And at first, Gucci was like, nope, not having it.
Yeah.
And Cricket is now like kind of taking ownership over him. I'm like, oh, my new baby.
Wow.
So it's like the sweetest thing.
Yeah.
Has she shown him her claws?
Oh, yeah. He's shown her claws.
Yeah. It's time for the good, the bad, and the gossip.
These are the Fitz Files. Grabbing gossip by the horns. On New Country 98.9 The Bull.
Well, it's bad enough we have to binge through the entire Office again for the second or third time before January, before it leaves Netflix. Now we have to re-binge through Friends again because it's leaving Netflix. I don't mind paying for Netflix. I pay for Hulu. I pay for Amazon. That's it. That's all I'm paying for. But now Warner Media has announced another new streaming platform, and they're with HBO now. It's called HBO Max. It's going to get all of Friends. It's also going to have the French Prince of Bel-Air. And it's going to have Pretty Little Liars, plus, of course, a whole bunch of original shows. Here's the thing. All that, like, Hulu and Netflix, they're like $7-$8. This bad boy is going to be $20 a month, or close to it, like $19.95.
And it's called HBO Max.
HBO Max.
You know what the thing is, too? It's like, it seems really unfamiliar to me.
It does.
Will it become familiar if those, obviously, big shows go there?
Well, it's HBO, so it'll obviously get shows like Game of Thrones will end up there.
Right. You've already got HBO Go and HBO Now, one of which you get with HBO and one of which you get, like, as another a la carte thing. So this is like a third HBO streamer.
But since it's called Max, I bet it includes everything.
I bet it's going to roll in everything,
So there's HBO Go. Now,
yes,
and Max,
yes.
It's a lot of confusion, a lot of
it's too much.
It's putting it too many ways.
And here's what happened: people like me, I purposely cut the cable because they were charging too much money for stuff I don't watch, and adding up all these streaming services plus internet access was less than that. But if that now becomes more than that, I'm gonna have to cut these guys too.
Well, I tell you what, I got to give a shout out to my cable though. I love my cable. What's up, Comcast? Got to say what's up.
Right on.
Love you, Comcast.
I have them for Emmy, so I have to love them, too.
Yeah.
The new Game of Thrones prequel is going to have two of our favorite things, Starks and Direwolves.
Ah.
Although none that we know personally. George R. R. Martin says that we are going to see what's called the First Men. Mm-hmm. That's who would eventually become the Starks. And we're also going to meet the Casterlys. Meet the Casterlys. They will eventually be kicked out by the Lannisters over at the old Casterly Rock. As for the Direwolves, there's all going to be direwolves and woolly mammoths and all kinds of critters and monsters hanging out.
Is it just me, or does it seem like everywhere I go now, I see like a dire wolf? I mean, I was in Puyallup the other day at the fairgrounds. I saw a couple of big old husky dire wolves.
Yep.
I was at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe. There were like, you know, 12 dire wolves there.
Yep. Like, I'm on display or just lingering around, like looking hungry? No.
Just wandering sadly, oh my looking God. For their owners who mysteriously dumped them and then three seasons later find them again. That's what they were doing.
At you.
Now, are Keanu Reeves and Angelina Jolie a thing?
Keanu's
having a summer, man. He's like the hit of Twitter. He's hit the hit of YouTube. He's got the Bill and Ted 3 coming out.
Don't do you it, Keanu.
What? I know. Yeah, I'm like please. Back away
Angelina,
slowly,
to
right?
me, is...
Pray?
Red flags.
Yeah. A lot of them.
There's a lot of red flags.
Well, don't you worry, because the word is that she asked him out to dinner only to try to woo him to join her in the upcoming Marvel movie, The Eternals.
Oh.
Rumors started circulating earlier this month that Keanu was in talks for it, but he's not super into it because he's got a lot going on. But word is Angie is campaigning pretty hard to get him. I don't know, Ride of the Youngin', would we really want Keanu Reeves in the Marvel Universe?
You know what? He could play a lot of great roles in the Marvel Universe.
Think
but...
about it. Remember him in The Matrix?
Right.
I mean, I think he'd be amazing in Marvel, but will that take away from his Matrix?
And John Wick. Yes.
And John Wick.
That's right. The problem.
He's got plenty of going on. But as for Angie, as far as romance goes, her rep says with 6 kids and multiple projects, she ain't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, so I think that's probably true. And there you go. You got the good, the bad, and the gossip. You've got the Fitz Files.
This is Green Gray Bob. Fitz is my son. I proudly serve my country with the Army Special Forces. We live in a land of the free because of our brave men and women, past and present. This is our troop salute.
And Wednesday's Freedom was brought to you by the proud men and women who serve and who have served our nation. We get some amazing troop salutes that come in. And you could always submit a troop salute at facebook.com/followfits. And Drew compiles them and works really, really hard to, you know, to honor these men and women. If you didn't know about Drew, Drew is a United States Marine.
Hoorah!
And I'm never going to get tired of talking about the greatest generation on the troop salute. You know, the nation and the world owe these great men and women so much. And part of what makes that generation so great is their spirit of service. And the commitment to this country that you will still see and feel when you speak to almost any one of them. The servicemen and women who went off to fight in World War II, they are now in their 80s and 90s. So we probably don't have that much time left with them. And if you have a chance to meet them and to talk about their lives and the America they know, you should always take that opportunity. Today we salute Arthur Unruh of the United States Army Air Force. Art is a World War II veteran. And he is 97 years young and going strong. A P1 named Katie Jenkins Schaefer wrote to me about Art after meeting him at Paul Allen's Heritage Flight Museum in Everett just a couple of months ago. Art spends his Saturdays at the Flight Museum giving tours and answering people's questions about the aircraft, about the war, and that time in America. Katie says Art is the most amazing person to talk to, and her 10-year-old son could not stop asking him questions. Art Unruh is a kind of treasure if you think about it. He's like a living time capsule, ready to take you back to a time long gone. So for his service in wartime and his continued service educating new generations of Americans about their history, we salute Art Unruh of the United States Army Air Force. You can find him in Everett. And we live in the land of the free because of the brave. Hey, Drew, if people would like to submit a troop salute, how can they do it?
Go to facebook.com/followfits. Just direct message us. Tell us all about that troop that you care about, and we'd be happy to salute them.
And now...
Here's my daddy.
It's time for your...
Why are you kidding me? Stories of the day.
Thank you so much. I'm here. Just powdering myself. I am your What Are You Kidding Me anchorman.
Okay.
Thank you. Folks, I'm going to take you out of Australia. Gender reveal gone bad.
Oh, no.
I mean, these gender reveals are kind of getting crazy now. It seems like everybody's doing it for hits and clicks on YouTube and stuff these days instead of, you know, really focusing on the child.
Yeah. Right.
The important thing is how many people see the video. You know that.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
They don't care about anything else. Just who's going to see it?
Who's going to see it?
Who's going to like it?
Well, you could buy special powder packs to put on your tires for gender reveals now. So when you do a burnout, the smoke is either blue or pink. But it might not be a good idea. Because a man in Australia did it recently, and he set his car on fire.
Oh, yeah. No.
Whoa, come on, man.
He got arrested because he did it on a public road.
Oh, dude.
We found some exclusive What Are You Kidding Me audio of two Australian officials talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what's cool about that is they're going to be talking in Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Good night. Hey.
Social media, that they do give people ideas where they see them, people think it's a great idea and why not try themselves. But doing that sort of thing on a public road with people standing in front of the car as you're moving towards them is, yeah, pretty silly thing to do.
It's all fun and games until someone loses, in this case, a car.
It's all fun and games.
Mate.
A car.
It's Australian and the New Zealand accents are really, really, I mean, it's interesting to me.
They're even bad news one is them, great in those.
But one of them is like the New Zealand accent. I got in trouble for saying this one day. Remember that? Because we used to do some business with someone who's from New Zealand, and I straight up said, God, the most annoying voice is those people from New Zealand. You know how they say, I don't know? They say, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. And I'm like, God, it just drives me nuts. And straight up, the dude's wife was from New Zealand.
Oh, no.
And I just went off about it. And how bad it annoyed me. It was horrific.
Whoops.
But anyway. Bad news,
mate. Huh? Bad news, mate.
Bad news. It was bad news, mate. We hadn't heard from the guy in a while, have we? No,
wow.
We have not.
He did. Didgeridun took off.
Yeah.
Straight up dead.
Right.
All right. And folks, there you go. You got to get, there's two What Are You Kidding Me stories. You got the
What Are You Kidding Me
stories of the day. We celebrated something for our very own Ryder the Youngin. It's Ryder the Youngin over here.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Ryder the Youngin. Tell everybody where you're born and raised.
I was born in Auburn, Washington. I've been here my entire life. Never moved out of the state. And I'm happy I'm here.
Something else that's special is, Ryder, just days ago you celebrated your second anniversary.
Yeah, my 2-year anniversary.
And you let our P1s, our listeners, build your date.
I thank God they did.
Would you say being at a 2 years in your relationship? Hey, Shade, can you give me my love music, my Unchained Melody music? Would you say being 2 years in your relationship? Are you guys at a point in your relationship where you feel like you could toot in front of each other?
Oh, I started farting in front of Emily by like probably 6 months
in.
Wow, that's how you know it's love.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna hold back on that one. I was like, look, if she leaves, it's not meant to be.
Well, we have a special, you know, as you know, we have a special group of singers who sing for Fitz in the Morning.
Yeah.
The Mother Cluckers. And the Mother Cluckers, with our friend Heather, the Prime Minister, got together and put something together. If you're really comfortable enough in your relationship with your woman.
Yeah.
Of rocking toots in front of each other.
These Baileys are full tank. Tacos bubbling from the fart bank. I had held the gas down on our first date when I was downtown with you. The I love you had been said. Many nights we shared a bed. Girl, what we've been through, no flatulence can undo. Well, that's the truth. Yeah, spicy food just makes me squeaky. Under the sheets, I do the one cheeky sneaky. Fighting in the dark, man, get queasy. Blowing up the bedroom. Refried beans, my stomach stirring. Taco Tuesday, back end's burning. You'll be loving my Dutch oven. Toots me rocking. Rockin' Toots.
Oh my gosh.
Rockin' Toots.
Wow.
If I ever get married, this is gonna be the first song we dance to.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh,
oh. Rockin' Toots. Ladies and gentlemen, shout out to the Mother Cluckers.
Yeah. Nicely done. Nicely done.
You promise if this is the woman you marry, that will be the first song at the wedding?
I promise you, yes.
All right then. If you're just tuning in, I just found out that the state of Nebraska just like adopted this tourism slogan, and the slogan is, Nebraska, it's not for everyone.
And I just thought that was brilliant.
That's
right?
Honesty.
So wherever you are right now, at home, at work, in the car, listening on the app, let's create some brutally honest state slogans for Washington. Okay? Brutally honest state slogans, tourism slogans for Washington. Hang on. We made a song about Washington.
The 39 counties that make up Washington State, located on the west coast of the U.S. Isn't that great? We're the 39 counties that make up Washington State, touching the Pacific Ocean. Let's learn and get our name straight. I am Adams County, established in 1880.
Okay, anyway, there you go.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I don't really want to hear all the counties, you know, in the state of Washington. Anyone have any brutally honest state slogans for the state of Washington?
I have a couple.
Okay, Claire?
Washington, we're closed today for a protest.
Oh,
ouch.
That is great. Hey, what about this one? Washington. At one time, we had the state slogan, Metro Natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right.
Can you believe? Oh, wow. Thanks for nothing.
Metro right. Natural. I didn't even know what that means.
Well, they wrote it on the Space Needle for
right.
a period of time.
I mm-hmm. remember. But
Metro. And everybody was like, you have got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
But you know what? I had one time, and I think it would be appropriate. And you know, being a Texas boy moving to the state in December of 2005, Washington, a postcard everywhere you look.
That's a nice yeah. one.
I thought so, too.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, now we'll get back to the brutally honest ones.
Right.
Go ahead. I've got one. Washington, if you have to ask, you can't afford it here.
That's my life.
Yeah, Washington, we're driving everybody up
right.
to the burbs. You got one right, or the youngin'?
Washington, there's no more room.
Yes. Go away. Stay out.
Stay out.
Stay out. The secret's out.
Washington, we're actually filmed in Vancouver.
All right, 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459 with your brutally honest state slogans for Washington. You got another?
Yeah, Washington. Yes, it really does rain here that much. It's miserable. Stay away.
Yeah, really? That'll bring the prices down.
Oh, they're coming in now. You are now leaving Washington. Thanks for coming. Why are you leaving? Something we said? was it something we taxed? Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Leaving Washington so soon. Was it something we taxed? Or what about this? Welcome to Washington. Make $15 an hour and pay $3,000 for a studio.
I like this one.
You guys are great.
Washington, where two counties ruin it for the whole state.
Oh, come on!
It's a battle of pride on this ride. The battle begins now. Fitz in the Morning. New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
Let's get to it. County Wars is on. Happy Hump Day. Again, shout out King County. Everybody who came out to see us in Bothell yesterday for the music video we shot for King County being the June champions of County Wars. It was so much fun. It's a great video, man. I mean, Dr. Dre would have been jealous. all right, so it's county versus county. Hey, Drew, what's the current record for County Wars?
Right now, Pierce County still sits on top with 5 wins. King County behind them with 3. Snohomish with 2. Grays Harbor County with 1. Everyone else not on the board yet.
All right, and what's today's prize for County Wars?
A 4-pack of tickets to Evergreen Speedway.
We're going to meet our fierce competitors right now, our fearless females. Let's say hello to Meg from Buckley representing Pierce County. What's up, Meg?
Hey, just hanging out.
There you go. And let's say hello to Carrie from Enumclaw representing King County. What's up, Carrie?
Hey, how's it going?
It is so good. All right, let me explain the rules to County Wars, okay?
Sure.
Best 2 out of 3 wins, and your buzzer is your name. So if you know it, just scream your name really, really loud, and you must let me finish the questions, okay?
Okay.
Before we begin today, our brilliant assistant producer in the other room, Made in the Shade, he's the man in the box in there, he just told me an unbelievable piece of knowledge that there is a rivalry that goes on between Buckley and Enumclaw. And apparently it's called the Battle of the Bridge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The Battle of the Bridge. Now, what particular bridge is this?
It's the bridge that is right between Enumclaw.
The bridge right between Enumclaw and Buckley. All right.
It's the bridge.
It's the Battle of the Bridge on County Wars. What local sports team starts their training camp on the 25th at the VMAC in Renton?
Meg. Seattle Seahawks.
That is good. Yeah. That's the first one.
All right, we continue. What sold out country music festival are we giving away tickets to on the Bull all week long, held at the Gorge?
Meg. Watershed.
That was easy, Meg. That's 2 points, and that's the win.
Easy, Meg. Congratulations, Meg.
And I've been called worse.
She's like, that's a badge of honor. All right, Claire, tell Meg what she's won today.
You just won a 4-pack of tickets to Evergreen Speedway.
Awesome. Thanks, Claire.
Oh, that is so cool.
My name is Meg, and I am the pride of Pierce County. And I just kicked King County's butt on County Wars.
All right. We play County Wars again. It's every day at 6:40 and 8:40. And what's our prize for tomorrow morning?
A pair of tickets to American Freestyle Bullfighting at the Washington State Fair.
Play Fitz in the Mornings, County Wars. Weekday mornings at 6:40 and 8:40. Be the pride of your county.
Fitz in the Morning. Grabbing the day by the horns.
It's What Have We Learned Today
on New Country 98.9
The Bull.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
833-822-BULL. Text to 96459 real quick if you're out and about. Let us know what you picked up from our show today. My name is Fitz. I'm also joined in the studio at Drew, Claire, Ryder the Young, and Wing Nuts here. What's up, dude?
It's cracking up, baby. I love listening to
Rockin'
you guys.
Toots? Did you like Rockin' Toots? So, Wing Nut, we're going to do this thing, like a big series called Songs Gone Wrong.
Love it.
And we're going to get our P1s to contribute to, you know, really screw up the country songs that we play.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to have them all reproduced.
Perfect.
Bam.
This is great. We could release like a CD. Well, they don't release CDs anymore.
Oh, yeah, we
downloads.
Could.
Downloads.
Yes, downloads.
Downloads.
Now, that's what I, yeah.
Now that's
there.
What I call that.
Now that's what I call Songs Gone. Yeah,
I
Songs
love it.
Gone Wrong.
That's so awesome.
Okay. Let me tell you what I picked up from today's show. Did you hear about the hottest swimmer in the world?
No.
During the good stuff today, Wing Nut.
Help me.
Some guy was drowning at a beach in Italy until an Olympic swimmer named Filippo Magnini just happened to be at the same beach at that time.
Of course.
And he's the hottest man in the entire world.
Right.
Who does he look like? A JFK in like a JFK Jr. and who?
And every Italian hot
and
man ever.
And every Italian hot man ever.
In a banana boat. In a banana. Was he wearing like
banana hammock?
Song?
Banana
hammock. Yeah. There we go.
And I'm Speed sure up? He 100 meter butterflied it out there. Oh, you know that thing where they come out of the water.
Yeah.
He'll be played by Jason Momoa in the movie.
No, this guy's hotter than Jason Momoa.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Them fighting words.
Yeah. Straight up.
Claire
just
lit
because
up.
Because he's like, that dude, listen to us. What is wrong with us?
Yeah, boy.
We're grown men here. No, he's hairless. And Momoa is, you know, the...
He's got lots of hair. Sasquatch.
Yeah.
He's just got the hairy face and the other hair. I've seen him in person.
His back.
His face isn't even hairy anymore.
I think his back's hairy.
Drew, what about you?
Disturbing conversation.
Yeah. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 guys in the room talking about the hottest guy in the world.
No,
what is going on?
Something's wrong.
You're all just jealous.
Jade is sweating in the corner over
there. He is, I know.
You're scaring Jade.
I heard that RP1's absolutely killed it with the brutally honest Washington State slogans. I wish we could have gotten to every one of them. They were just killing us. They were funny.
What was your favorite?
I think my favorite, we didn't even get to it. It was welcome to Seattle. Why rent a hotel when you can live in a tent under a bridge?
did they hear that last part?
Why rent a hotel when you can live in a tent under a bridge?
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
And what was the one about the counties? That was another funny one. Hey,
welcome to Washington, where 2 counties ruin it for everyone.
I think that has the vote right there. That is
Claire, what'd you pick up from the show?
I learned that today is National Kitten Day, and all I've wanted to do for the last 4 hours is go home and play with my cats.
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Now I'm gonna.
Well, hey, Ryder, are you gonna do the same thing?
No, today actually I learned about Rockin' Toots, and that's gonna be the first song played at my wedding.
Oh, all right.
Let's see. Awesome. Where is it, Shade? In drops?
In there, Shade.
Here we go.
Bailey's a full tank. Tacos bubbling from the fart bank.
All right. You'll get it tomorrow on the show again.
Yeah.
And Wingnut, bud, what's going on with you today? What's going on with our gang rivalry?
Sons, I tell you,
Sons
people,
of Bullarchy, Misfits versus Wingnut.
It's like 60-40.
Okay.
60?
Yeah.
For the Misfits.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I need my people to rally.
I need my people too.
You need your wingmen.
No, I need my wingmen.
So
#wingmen.
All they have to do, right? Wingnut. It's the Misfits.
powered by Kitsap Tractor and Equipment, versus the Wingman, powered by Pilchuck Rental, and we are giving away like the Tesla of bicycles. It's electric. Da, 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 da. And check out the video on our Facebook page, facebook.com/989thebull. You'll see Wing Nut and I riding these things.
I love what Drew said. It's a bike with a surprise.
Yeah, it's got a hidden surprise.
He said it's a bike with a hidden secret.
Yeah, hidden secret.
Secret power.
It's like my wife's keychain. There's a hidden secret on the keychain.
Oh, boy.
Oh!
Oh, boy.
Okay, we better end this. We better pull this ship in right now.
We got to reel her in here.
What's wrong with you guys? All right, have a great day. Wingnut's coming up just a little bit. My name's Fitz.
I'm Drew.
I'm Claire.
I'm Ryder the Youngin.
Wingnut.
Think big, because you're thinking anyway. And who's better than you?
Nobody!